everyone. I'd like to welcome you to our July 11th regular city council meeting. I'll call this meeting to order and move to item 1.2, our invocation. If everyone would please rise and in your own way ask for a blessing upon this council and the wisdom to make good decisions as we go forward. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You may be seated. Item 1.4 is roll call, and I received message from Angel Garza that he is not going to be back from engagement out of town in time. So, and Gina is said she was going to be late. So I need a motion to excuse those two members.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We'll move to item 1.5, citizen input. And this is the segment of the city council meeting where the public has an opportunity to speak and address the Othello City Council. Anyone here like to address the council tonight? Dave Sproul, please come forward to the microphone and you have up to 5 minutes. State your name and address for the record, please.
Dave Sproul, 862 South Crestline Road in Othello. I need to visit a little bit tonight about weeds. 2 weeks ago, I discovered a lot on South First Avenue at Scutney that's overrun with puncher vine. I contacted Heather. Heather is very responsive to me or to anyone in town. And she came up and looked at it and she said, I would like to do something. But the code as written does not allow me to. Because it says I'm only responsible for weeds over 12 inches high. And puncher vine never gets 12 inches high.
Yeah.
She says that the code needs to be changed, and it says only one line. And somewhere in there, and she says it's in section 5, that we need to put in there one more line that says noxious weeds, including puncher vine. That will clear her so that she can go ahead with getting rid of this. The only people that can do anything about these weeds in Othello is the weed board out of Ritzville. They do noxious weeds in Othello, but they come down sporadically. And in the 2 weeks since that puncher vine has been, that I saw it, it has multiplied about 4 times. It is the fastest growing reed you've ever seen. And there it is. And you can't believe it. I would challenge you people after the meeting, if it's still daylight, to go down and look at it. The whole lot. And it's up against the fence now. The people that live on Second, the back fences, is up against the fences. It's, wow. It's a jungle. I started out actually with a shovel trying to get rid of some of it myself. And I called Heather and I said, not too much for me. No way could I do it. So if you would get with Heather and get her to tell you what little line she needs in there, we can get this taken care of sooner, because the delay time between the time you see it and you get it done, it just multiplies. It's a bad thing. Mm-hmm. And before I came here tonight, I walked down in there,
I got out of the car,
I walked 10 feet
into the lot.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Turned around and walked out.
Yep.
There we are.
Yep.
This is from last year. Because the new seeds haven't fallen off yet. The only way that I think that we can do anything about that lot is so bad that I'd like to see it sprayed and killed. And then when it dries up, perhaps go in there with a torch
And then burn it, yeah.
And burn it, it will get those seeds. Otherwise, we're gonna fight this for 10 years. Because these seeds just lay there, come back every year. It's a mess. And, so.
That's an awful mess. Thank you.
That's all I have to say, thank you.
Any comment?
Yeah, I think we should take care of it. Take care of it immediately. We should go down and kilifer it. Literally drag it with a kilifer, get them all rounded up, burn them, and then sterilize the lot.
It's not our property.
It's not our property, no.
I think Linda Brady is the weed board person here. Yes.
Yes, that's true. We have a convoluted weed system in this county.
Yeah.
We have our local code enforcement lady, and she does a wonderful job around getting things.
Right.
We have Linda Brady. Linda Brady can only go after people, or things out of the city limits, in the irrigated land. And then we have the weed board from Ritzville that comes down and does the noxious weeds in Othello. And so we have this kind of a funny, because I visited with Linda too. And I visited with Eric up in Ritzville at the weed board. And he said he would be down here when he had time. But it's the worst I've ever seen in Othello.
The Board of County Commissioners a number of years ago voted an assessment of every property inside the city of Othello limits. And so every piece of property in Othello pays that assessment to the weed board, the noxious weed board.
Yes.
And so they have an obligation.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. But the delay time is what bothers me.
Yeah.
Three mayors ago, I brought this same subject up. And I was told at that time, it's a noxious weed, we can take care of it. But it's still the same. The noxious weed doesn't get tall enough to meet the requirements for Heather to take care of it. And so we sit on it for weeks at a time waiting for the weed board out of Ritzville to do something about it.
Okay, thank you.
Personally, I'd like to get into writing whatever Heather needs to make this. So she's got a little bite there. She can go to the people that own the property. Now just down to where the bulls are up there in the sky, that they got that big lot down there, and I was down there today. He's went ahead and sprayed all that, and it looks good, and it's dead. Now, take a blowtorch or whatever and clean that up, but I would like to see us get right on that and see if, you know, whatever Heather needs to, so she can go down and approach the owner.
Travis, do you think you could review our code and see what we can do to respond?
Yeah.
Is that good? Yeah. For the next meeting.
So what category does it fall under?
What are you looking at?
Noxious weed. But it's just got it. Falls under noxious weed.
Yeah, but what category? What title?
Oh, on our website, the code?
5.20.
Yeah, she said something.
Health and sanitation? Yep.
But I did go down there today, and it is a mess. Very much.
Yes, please.
Yeah, it does say 12. Exceeding the height of 12 inches.
Okay, thank you, Dave. So, let's move to item two, approval of tonight's agenda.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion made second to approve our agenda. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item three, our consent agenda. All those in favor of, wait a minute, I need a motion. Sorry.
Okay. Second.
Getting ahead of myself. I have a motion made in second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We'll move to current business 4.1, update to the public records policy. And Debbie has been doing some homework, and she has a report and a and a policy for us.
Yeah, thank you. So we've had public records procedures and policies in place for years, and we've updated it as the laws change or as we needed to tighten up our process. But the City of Pasco and the City of Kirkland both have policies that implement a procedure to categorize public records requests. So there's a way to, on the policy and procedures on page, on the last page, excuse me, Exhibit A, is a way to kind of score each public records request. And we can categorize them into immediate, routine, or complex. So what I've done is changed our public records request or policy to implement that same procedure. The new language has been underlined, and words that, or language that we needed to get out of there, we've stricken out. So immediate requests are when those records are readily available, and they do not involve any other people. So or involve the interests of any other persons. This could be when, like our utility biller might be reviewing a utility bill, and they ask for their history or something like that. It's just, it has to do with their, with them, and it's an immediate request. And that can be filled easily. There's other instances too, but that was a good example. Routine requests are those that score 8 or less using the scoring sheet, and these can be just easily handled by city staff. And right now, all of our public records requests are, if we were implementing this, would probably fall into a routine request. They're readily available, they're easy to get to, I can analyze and review them, and they can be handled quite quickly. If a public records request does score 9 or more, then it would be categorized as a complex request. And this would be a request that would take more staff time. It might have several departments that are locating their records for us. We might need to have the attorney review the information. I'll have to review them for redactions. We might have to ask for clarification. And, you know, it's just a larger request. It might be 50 records or more. So that would be a complex request. Another thing that the policy, that the revised policy implements, is that all of the routine and complex requests will be processed in the order that they are received. So if we get a complex request, and it may take us 3 weeks or 4 weeks to finish, if I get another complex request after that, it will be scheduled after we are completed with that first one. This will help us just get things done timely, keep everybody on task on which one they're supposed to be working on. So the draft.
So you're going to have a queue.
Pardon me?
You're going to have a queue.
Yes, definitely.
So they'll enter the queue when they make the request, and any subsequent request while you're still fulfilling the first one,
yes,
will need to wait until the first one is complete.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The draft has been reviewed by the police chief because they fall under our policy and procedure. And the city administrator and the city attorney has reviewed it too, and they all felt comfortable with this new process for us. I did make some updates to RCWs and WACs just because they changed them on us. And there was just, I'd made some minor changes throughout the whole policy, the draft policy, but I would request that council approve this policy and procedure, and we can implement it. Public record procedures have to be posted on our website, so we'll get this posted on our temporary website and start using this. this will come in handy in the future if we start getting bombed again with some really big requests, and keep us on task on who, what needs to be done first.
Thank you, Demi.
Questions?
No, putting them in a queue like that, behind each other, which makes total sense. We don't run into any type of legal time constraints.
No, actually, you know, we do estimate when we can have this done, but we also advise them that we could, if we get it done earlier, we're going to get it to you. I think, actually, the city of Kirkland, this was taken to court, and they were asked about their scoring procedures and putting them in order, and it was upheld in court. Of course, we want to get them done as soon as possible, but we want to do a thorough job. And I really think, I don't believe we'll have any issues with that.
Okay.
Item 10, fees. Does the state set an amount, or do we set that amount?
For charges?
Yeah.
You can figure out your own cost for paper copies, but the state says, or it could be 15 cents per page, okay? The CDs, we talked about that a little bit today, and it's based on the cost of the what you're putting it on, you know, the CD, the actual CD. So we buy inexpensive CDs, we throw them on there, and it's a dollar. So we go by the state rates, and we go by what other cities are charging too.
CDs are like yesterday's technology, though.
Some people ask for them. You know. Yeah. Most of these are asking for them to be emailed to them, and which is great because a lot of records are electronic anyway. That comes in handy. You just grab it, review it, and email it out to them. We get a response to them that they received it.
But that doesn't do anything to recover the cost of the labor.
You cannot charge for the labor to research and find the record and review them.
They do in California.
By the state law.
But they don't here in Washington.
Okay.
And that's really unfortunate because that could take a lot of time.
Yep.
More questions, Council? Debbie? You guys like it?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I do too. I read it. Debbie, thank you for putting that all together.
You're welcome.
So your recommendation, it's been reviewed by our attorney. Been reviewed by the police chief.
And the administrator. And the deputy clerk and myself, yeah.
Okay. So your recommendation is that we approve this new policy tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'll make that motion.
Motion's made. Okay. Seconded. Mm-hmm. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Spencer. 4.2, resolution to update our petty cash fund.
Yeah, gosh, this is like deja vu. Just 2 weeks ago or two meetings ago, we were up here and we increased our petty cash by $150 for the ball field concessions down here. We just opened that up. Since then, we've been moving things around between the pool and the ball field to make sure we still have accountability for the money that we're collecting and the receipts and all those kinds of things. So what we did, we took the till that we use for admissions. It's a normal till, and it has a single drawer under it. We moved that out to the ball field, and then we purchased a new till for admissions. And our new till in admissions has two drawers underneath instead of just one. And so that way we can have two different people working off the same machine, and they're each responsible for their own till, their own counts, their own receipts, all that kind of stuff. But what we'd like to do tonight is ask for the change for that second till in the admission. So all this resolution does is establish a second pool admissions.
Right here, there's $100 for the pool admissions. It would increase our total from $25.50 to $26.50 for petty cash. Out of the ball field, we have $150, and Amy likes that being at 150. It's a little bit more, but it's its only source of change. In the pool admissions, we can get away with just having 100 because we have the other till that if we need to break something, we can break it and get by and make the change. So at this time, it's recommendation of staff and finance committee that
we, that you as the city council adopt this resolution.
Okay. You guys have any questions? Okay. I entertain a motion to adopt this new resolution.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Let's go to unfinished business, number 5. Is there any unfinished business that needs to come before the council tonight? Hearing none, we'll go to new business. Is there any new business to come for the council?
I've got one.
Sure.
I think we need to review our fireworks. When we approved that, what I was thinking that was stuff that you can buy out of the fireworks stands around here. Mm-hmm. But obviously the stuff that was going off was not from around here.
No, I'm sure that was from the fireworks stand. A lot of those aerials and stuff, that's what we bought.
Those big ones?
Mm-hmm.
How big are they around?
About, yeah.
An inch and a half? Inch?
Yeah, about like that. They had a little tube. But that's what was coming from the
I had some complaints about how late it went.
Yeah.
Now, I know
I
when
think
we.
It was going past the time it was supposed to.
I don't even know if we have a time. I know we do on.
Yeah, there is. In the ordinance,
there's
a time.
It's supposed to be 12 o'clock on the 4th, but it's 10 o'clock the rest of the night, and it was going well past 8 o'clock.
Yeah. I think 1 or 2 in the morning it was still going on the 4th. And then I think New Year's, it's, isn't it 12:30 or 1 or 1? Yeah, 1 o'clock on here. Yeah. I think people are up more on New Year's than they are on the 4th. What would you guys like to do about that? As far as...
My vote spoke for itself. My vote was we shouldn't change the ordinance. We should leave it as it was. But, you can put some more stuff in the ordinance if you want.
Well, you could tighten down the days. And then, you know, they have to make sure that the hours are being enforced. But that was the main complaint I heard, is they were going till like midnight on the days before 4th, and it's supposed to end at 10 o'clock.
The thing that a lot of people couldn't get over is the fact that there was people out in the streets shooting off their fireworks when our fireworks were going on. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was standing out in my front yard watching the fireworks from the park and right in the middle of the street of Fircrest, there were people, 12 to 13 people shooting off large fireworks. And I mean the kind that went up 25, 30 feet and they shook the windows, the kind that shake the windows.
Well, I think whenever we are going to review that, I think what we should do is go back and look at what we have on the books, and then based on what we've now experienced, last year we banned them on an emergency basis. The year before, they were allowed. And let's go back and see what changes you guys might like to make, and then maybe we could discuss that, you know, with Travis. Maybe even go back, since you're having a planning commission meeting, maybe they could review the fireworks. Or, of course, you got Roger Ends on the... He's on that planning commission, and he's Mr. Fireworks, so there'll be all kinds of pro fireworks there.
Yeah, there's consumer fireworks and display fireworks. And display fireworks are aerial shell that is cylindrical or spherical cartridge containing lift charge, burst charge, effect composition, commonly sized from 2 to 10 inches in diameter.
Okay, I think we're only allowed Class C fireworks is the only thing that's allowed in our ordinance, other than for public display.
Right, whatever, if it's supposed to follow state, whatever the state allows, we allow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not an Indian reservation.
Right.
Okay, well, there was people that were asking me, you know, what's going on, because are those things allowed? You know, there was, and it was, and it continued throughout the night. But the big problem was, you know, they were trying to enjoy the fireworks that were being displayed for the city, and people were shooting theirs off right there in the street, you know, and they're like, why? You know, you got all this going on. And you can pretty much see that from anywhere in the city. As long as the tree's not blocking you.
Yeah. They were having Roman candle fights at Hiawatha. That's really bright. Okay. Travis, if you would have them review that in light of the last couple of years, now that we've allowed fireworks back in the city, and see if they have any recommendations for the council. Any other new business?
And I'm assuming you probably already have heard, but I went up and checked out our skateboard park, and I had a breakfast with Wade and asked him how he thought things were going with it. He said he had the engineers and everything up there, like Friday, and everything looks good. I said, you want me to take you up and show you what good looks like? I'm telling you, there's 12 to 14 cracks all over that thing. And the knowledge that I have on concrete is you don't repair concrete, you replace it. So hopefully we haven't paid somebody something yet. So there's some concrete's going to have to be replaced, because the fact is, in the wintertime, this winter when it gets wet, the freeze thaw, it's going to open up wider.
A couple of thoughts. One of them is of course, I'd encourage the council to take a look at it and take a walk around there. Second is, our warranty is until next June 30th. I think before we decide what we're going to do, I think we should go through the winter and see.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then we can make a lot better decision than we can right now. So, but anyway, I would encourage you to go look at it now so you can see where it is, and then next, probably next May, we'll take a look at it again. And if there's some unacceptable things, then certainly we want to, you know, we want to address those.
Wade was surprised.
Yeah.
I did visit it. I didn't walk it, you know, because there was people using it, and they really look like they're enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a little bit of a litter issue going on there. I hope they picked it up after I left, but it looks like it's getting well used, so that I'm happy about.
Me too.
Good.
We're thinking of the ribbon cutting and the Tuesday after Labor Day, and our meeting would be down there. The only thing is I need to check with the Public Works Department to see if we'll get all the bricks and everything in. And while we're bringing that up, one of the things that is occurring is there's a lot of people that want to watch. And so what they're doing is they're sitting on the areas that they want to skate on. And so much like on Main Street, when we had the memorial benches that are out here in front of City Hall, and I think we had to stop them, if the Spurls are familiar with that, we should have a call for memorial benches to be installed at that skate park. And I think that would be a really good use of the facility. Then the skateboarders can use the whole facility, and then people who want to come and watch other skate, or watch their kids skate, or friends, then they can sit on the benches. And I think that and also garbage cans right there would help, because I watch it every morning and I see the garbage people. I mean, they throw this stuff and they're continually picking that up.
Yeah.
Won't walk across and do
that. They're only 10 feet away. Really, they're really close, but it's almost,
yeah,
like they're not being seen.
Yeah. So
the grass, the sod that they put down might need some special care for a while until it takes hold. It looked awful dry.
I got a couple of them. Is there any other unfinished or new business? Okay, I got a couple of announcements. These are political mainly. Representative Dan Newhouse is having a lunch called Dish with Dan. That's July 22nd at Casa Mex at noon to 1:30. No host. The 28th of July at 2 p.m. here in the City Council chambers, the city is going to host a water summit. And in that summit, we're going to lay out our short-term, mid-range, and long-term water supply plans. And I've already received confirmation from the Bureau of Reclamation, Patty Murray's office, Dan Newhouse's office, Joe Schmick and Mary Dyer are going to be here that day. Mark Schessler will probably attend. Representatives from Department of Ecology, Department of Health, Department of Commerce, and Travis, or anybody else I missed. So that's where we're basically going to ask for money.
At what time?
That's at 2.
2 o'clock?
Here at the City Council Chamber. So we're going to lay out our plan, get buy-in on our plan, and then see, yes? Excuse me, Adams County, the Development Council, the Economic Development Council, and the Port of Othello will also attend. So I would encourage anybody who wants to come, Debbie is going to is filing that in the event that we may potentially have a quorum, so she's filing a notice. So if we have more than four, anyway, there, you won't need to worry about having too many council there. Okay? Then that evening in my backyard, there's going to be an ice cream social for a meet and greet with Mary and Joe. And that starts at 6. No, that starts at 7 o'clock. Okay?
28.
On the 28th, yeah, that same evening. So, doing our best to bring our elected officials here and keep them involved in our processes of planning. And I think that that's good for Othello, and I think that's good for all of us as we make plans going forward. So that's at 7 p.m.
7?
Yep.
The ice cream social?
Yeah, you're going to get an invitation. And having no further business, I will adjourn tonight's meeting.
I was just going to mention.
Yes.
Today, I got the opportunity to meet the new superintendent of schools.
Yes.
What a great seemed to be talker and really a nice looking big guy.
Mm-hmm.
So he mentioned something about he would be coming to our council. I think maybe you might have invited him or something that's coming up.
Yes.
Nice guy.
Yeah, very nice guy. Met him and Wade and I met with him last week for an hour, and yeah, I think our schools are in for some good planning and direction. So anyway, having no further business, I'm going to adjourn tonight's meeting at 7:04 p.m.